Masechet Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The first Perek here of Kelim is going to be sort of an introduction to the entire Seder of Taharot. We'll first talk about the Avot HaTum'ah, which are certain types of Tum'ah that transmit to people and to Kelim utensils and make them impure. We'll begin with types of Avot HaTum'ah that transmit through physical contact, and then we'll go to higher levels of Avot with increasing levels of severity. Tum'ah could be transferred from one item to another in different types of ways. We'll start off by talking about maga, contact, physical touch. But there are other tame items that transmit through masa, through carrying their weight without actually touching them, or simply by being under the same roof called ohel. Other tame items transfer in different ways. This Mishnah and the next few Mishnayot will talk about different ways that Tum'ah is transmitted. Mishnah says, Avot HaTum'ot, the Avot of Tum'ah that transfer Tum'ah through touching are number one, HaSheretz, a dead Sheretz. A Sheretz is one of the eight creatures that creep around that have a source of Tum'ah. They're an Av HaTum'ah, and they transmit to people and to utensils through direct touch. Number two, v'shichvat zera, semen, a discharge that comes from a Jewish man of at least 9 years old. Utmemet, someone who's tameh from being in contact with a corpse, not the corpse itself, but the person who was in touch, who did touch a corpse. V'hametzora bimeh sofro, a person who had sara'at, who had the skin affliction of Sara'at during the 7 days where he counts towards his purification. After he healed, he has to go through a process of purification where he has to bring different korbanot, as we describe it in the Torah. So during the 7 days of purification, he's tameh, where he can make people and utensils tameh as well. Umehatat she'en bahem kedeh hazaya. Mehatat is a combination of water that is with the ashes of the para aduma that's usually used to purify a person. If the amount of combination of the ashes and the water would not be the minimum amount in order to sprinkle onto a person or utensil that would make them pure from their tum'ah, the tum'ah of a corpse, then that water, the small amount over here, would make a person impure. This mixture, mehatat, usually the minimum amount that's used is the amount that you could take a hyssop stalk, which we use in order to sprinkle the water onto it, that could be dipped and then sprinkled. Here we're talking about if it's less than that amount, less than that measurement, if the water is touched, a person becomes tameh. Hare elu mitame'im adam vekelim bemaga. These items, they make people and utensils tameh by contact, by actually touching the whatever we mentioned over here, with the person or the keli, they make a person or the keli impure. Ukle heres ba'avir, they make a pottery vessel tameh, even through being in its airspace. If you have a jug, for example, or a pitcher, and one of these items don't actually touch the keli, they don't actually touch the pottery utensil, but they go within the hollow part of it, the airspace, so they're within it, but they're not touching any part of it. Also, they make them tameh. Ve'enam mitame'im b'masa, but they do not make tameh anything by being carried, only through touch. So if a person is carrying them, he's carrying their weight, even though he may not be directly touching them, there's something in between, that here would not make them tameh. So masa, they wouldn't make a person or a keli impure through carrying them alone, only through touch.